With HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They came from across the country, tens of thousands of people, an overflow crowd attending the weekend memorial service for Charlie Kirk.
The NFL stadium in Glendale, Arizona, served as the venue for a five-hour memorial service that featured elements of a church revival, a political rally, and a state funeral.
Who feels the Holy Spirit in the house tonight?
Charlie was not silenced. His movement is only beginning.
Speaker after speaker, including the President of the United States and top government officials, paid tribute to Kirk's passion, wisdom, friendship, political impact, and Christian faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Later today, President Trump will hold what he calls one of the most important news conferences he will ever preside over. Quoting the president, "I think we found an answer to autism." He adds his administration won't let it happen anymore. On the left and on the right, Israeli political leaders united in their outrage.
The UK, Australia, and Canada have formally recognized a Palestinian state, prompting an extremely angry response from Israel, and there could be more to come. Numerous nations are expected to join the list recognizing a Palestinian state later in the week at the UN General Assembly. That includes France, which, like the UK, is one of five permanent members of the Security Council. Jason Walker reporting.
Russia and Ukraine accusing each other of deadly drone strikes on civilian areas. The accusations come as Ukrainian President Zelensky has a busy week at the UN General Assembly in New York. Zelensky plans to meet with various world leaders, including President Trump. Stock futures lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 126 points. NASDAQ futures off 64. This is SRN News. College students might not be so liberal after all.
A study out of Northwestern University finds that 88% of undergrads say they pretend to hold progressive views in order to get better grades and fit in. 78% of college students say they pretend to support transgenderism, and 72% admit they also pretend to be politically liberal. The Northwestern study goes on to reveal that 80% of undergrads have submitted work that does not really represent their beliefs so as not to anger their professors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed the lead of Florida. This is SRN News. President Trump has praise and some recommendations for his AG.
President Trump ratcheting up his discussion of pursuing legal cases Saturday, posting on social media, pressing Attorney General Pam Bondi to move forward with investigations, including one into New York Attorney General Letitia James and her mortgage, and a possible threat case against former FBI Director James Comey. Then posting his support of Bondi and Sunday defending her.
She's doing a great job. Pam Bondi is doing a great job. I think Pam Bondi is going to go down as one of the best attorney generals of the ages.
I'm Julie Walker.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's YouTube account is offline. Venezuela's state-run channel claims it was eliminated without explanation. Google, YouTube's parent company, not responding to questions about the termination of that YouTube channel. More details at srnnews.com.